Hello, Nerdy Legion. It is going to be a quick episode because I'm trying to beat batteries. I'm trying to get to work. I'm trying to do the things. Halo is a thing. We're going to talk about that actually right now in the housekeeping section. Hello, nerds. It's going to be a quick one. Playing beat the battery, playing gotta go to work. There is a reason for that. If you are watching the full version of the show or listening to the full version of the show, you will catch it. If you are not, then you don't know that I have Halo Infinite Beta number one access. We will get into that in the gaming section. So again, join me on the social medias, join me on the YouTubes and all the stuff. Generally Nerdy is the name. Just search it, look for the Nerdy Ninja. Housekeeping, that is our housekeeping. I potentially got some good news, but I can't really give that away just yet until contracts are signed. But yeah, all of that. Thank you very much for joining me once again. No shout outs for the housekeeping section this episode either. We're just jumping right into the news. TV streaming, we're gonna, again, it's quick. I gotta get to work, man. I gotta get to my Halo tonight. After I edit this and get it uploading, I'm jumping headfirst into Halo Infinite. So TV streaming, we have follow-ups and corrections, just follow-ups. We have Hawkeye, the announcement for the release date for the Hawkeye series is now November 24th. And then we have an update on the Snowpiercer series on TNT. Snowpiercer just got announced for a fourth season, which is significant because this is the earliest they have gone up for a season renewal ever in the history of the show, because they literally just finished filming season three. Season three hasn't even started airing yet, and they are now going into season four, or they've been approved rather for season four. So that's pretty significant. Congratulations to the Snowpiercer team. Let's get into the news. We have this one actually should have gone into the last episode, but for whatever reason I passed over. I didn't even share it on the social because I don't know why, but there's a Better Call Saul update. We got Bob Odenkirk did have an issue on set. He collapsed. They took him to the ER. It was said that he had the specific term they used was a heart-related incident. Everybody who has talked to Bob has said he's in good health. He is recovering. He is still in the hospital, though, and he was in critical condition for almost a full day, I believe. So, yeah. Pretty big thing there. Hopefully Bob is okay, because that is, he's one of my favorite comedic actors, kind of an unsung hero of comedy recently. And also that new Nobody movie is definitely worth a watch. So yeah, thoughts and prayers for whatever that's worth out to Bob Odenkirk. Next, we're talking about another different kind of streaming. This is another podcast. This is a proper podcast, though, not a book on Audible, but a podcast called Batman Unburied has been announced. This one, again, the announcement for the show could have gone into the last episode, but now we have the casting of two of the main characters. So we have Winston Duke cast as the voice of Batman / Bruce Wayne. We also have Jason Isaacs cast for Alfred. So I'm going to touch on the social political issue here. Winston Duke is a black actor, and who freaking cares? They're not drawing Batman any differently because it's not a visual medium. It's an audio, and who cares whose voice it is as long as they do the differentiation between Bruce and Batman well. That is the only thing that matters in audio. Visual is a whole other story. We're not going to touch on that, but I think anybody who's making a big deal about Winston Duke is just being silly and clickbaity, and we're moving on. Next, and finally, for TV streaming, we're talking about Waterworld. That's right, Waterworld is getting a series. This one almost went into the rumor section because of the original source, but I have been able to verify it from Collider, and Deadline is reporting on it now, though Deadline hasn't confirmed it with the studio. They have confirmed it with production staff and the director. So the producer is John Davis, and Dan Trachtenberg, who is a big name, is directing the series. So that's pretty significant. It sounds like they are still in search of distribution, so it's not clear as to where this is going to come out, if it's going to be HBO Max, if it's going to be on any sort of terrestrial television, if it's going to be Netflix, probably not Disney Plus, because I'm sure they don't own the rights. But yeah, very interesting. We will be keeping tabs on this, because freaking Waterworld? Seriously? Wow. Okay, but that is all we have for TV streaming. Movies is our largest section, so I'm going to try and be breezy through here too. Follow-ups, we have Black Panther 2. There is a leak, and this is a legit leak because it is pictures from the set. We do know, I'm not going to give away the leak necessarily, but we do now know how they're going to pay homage to Chadwick Boseman and T'Challa specifically. It's pretty touching. It's really cool. I really dig it. If you have the time, there is a link down in the show notes. You can go check it out. Or there's, I'm sure, a better place to go find it as well if you look hard enough. But yeah, pretty freaking cool leak, if I do say so myself. Our next piece has to do with another leak. This one comes, it's also a visual leak, so it's a legitimate leak. So it's not a rumor, but this comes from the Injustice animated movie that is coming to us very shortly. A couple minutes of footage have leaked, quote unquote. I'm going to presume that this was not an accident, though that's what they're selling it as. This little bit of information does let us know that it is going to be the storyline from the first game. So that is promising, though also to be expected as we get closer in things. We've already gone over the casting and all that jazz. So if anything major besides this comes out between now and the first official trailer, we will talk about it. But anticipate the official trailer being the next time we hear about Injustice. Now we're into the news, because we have no proper trailers, but we do have Transformers, the original 1986 animated movie, will be in theaters this September 26th and 28th. So I think that might be a typo in the press release, because it says 26th and 28th. I think they meant to say 26th through the 28th. So if I can figure out if it's a typo or if it's legit just 2 days that are separated by a day, I will definitely let you know. But that is pretty significant. That's pretty cool. I'm digging it. Hopefully, I couldn't find out if it was a Fathom event or if it was some other distribution company that was doing it, but either way, pretty awesome. Moving on. Next, we're talking about Invincible. This one's pretty interesting because we're talking about it in movies and not in series, TV streaming. Invincible is reportedly getting, and it is in early stages of development, a live action movie. The source for this is pretty big because it's Robert Kirkman himself said it at Comic-Con at home, said that there is going to be a live action Invincible, and also said that the live action Invincible is going to be separate even further from the animated series. So that puts it that much farther from the comic book. So very interesting to see what's going to happen here. If it's going to not be an origin, since we got that in the animated series, maybe it's going to pick up years into Invincible being invincible. Who knows? We will definitely be keeping tabs on this one because, man, if you haven't watched that Amazon Prime series, you really, really should. Next, we're talking about Lucasfilm. This one totally should have went in. We talked about this on the social media, but we're going to talk about it on the show proper because it's pretty freaking awesome. Shamook, who is a YouTube deepfake artist, has been hired by Lucasfilm to be part of the Star Wars digital team because he did such a better job by himself than the team at ILM that they were like, hey, bro, you want to make money doing this? And not just YouTube money, but legit money? Why don't you come play with us? So that's pretty freaking huge. So big congratulations to Shamook. If you haven't seen it already, you can follow the link down in the description to see the deepfake that he did of Luke Skywalker in The Mandalorian. It's 10 times better. Anyway, our final piece of news, and you knew it was coming because it's all over the actual news as well as the pop culture news, and that is Scarlett Johansson suing Disney because of Black Widow. Some news new things have come to light as I was doing the research for this piece that have kind of changed my stance on this. Because when I initially heard it, much like everybody else, when I initially heard it, I was like, well, more power to her, because if that's a, it sounds like they legitimately breached her contract, because the way it's being presented in most of the mainstream news outlets, the bigger news outlets, is that it was in her contract that there was going to be a theatrical only release at the beginning of the release window before it went to streaming or physical media. Well, as it turns out, that is not explicitly stated in her contract. The paperwork that was filed by her legal team says that it was an implied portion of the contract. So they don't have a legal leg to stand on. It sucks, because I'm sure she's feeling the fact that it didn't make very much money in the theaters, just like Disney is. So this is kind of a needless lawsuit, but she's trying to prove some sort of point, probably. We will be keeping tabs on this if anything else major occurs, but as it stands right now, this is looking pretty bleak for Scarlett Johansson. That, though, is the end of the movie section. Rumor mill is kind of all over the place, but kind of just in three places. We'll get to it. So we have no confirmations or refutations. We are going very fast. I do apologize. But our first one has to do with Batgirl. This one flies in the face of things that were assumed based on other rumors that we've gotten in the past, or based on the most recent casting announcement, rather. So the rumors that we've gotten in the past about this is that they're looking for a new Commissioner Gordon. And then when they cast Leslie Grace as Batgirl, it was like, well, obviously they're looking for a new Commissioner Gordon, because she can't be the daughter of J.K. Simmons, because J.K. Simmons is a white guy. Well, she doesn't look super Hispanic, Latina, Latinx, whatever the hell word you want to use to describe her. She physically does not have that dark of skin, not that brown of skin, I suppose. So theoretically, she could have a mixed race parentage. And this rumor is feeding into that possibility, saying that J.K. Simmons is in fact in talks to return as Commissioner Gordon. Likelihood for this, rumor based on not a whole lot, but there are a lot of leakers who are talking about, quote unquote leakers, who are talking about this. So it seems to have a little bit more traction than I think it would. The implications here are really awesome to think about, because then that puts this Batgirl in the same universe as Ben Affleck's Batman and, you know, all of the Snyderverse stuff. So as fun as it is to think about, I really don't think it's a legitimate rumor. So we're putting this one at about 20% legitimacy. Our next rumor has to do with Batman. Now, with all of the hype that those leaked pictures that we talked about on the social medias, all of the hype with those leaked pictures on, from the set that show Ben Affleck's stunt double riding a Batmobile, or a Batcycle rather, people are getting into a frenzy, and now there's rumors saying that, well, maybe HBO Max is going to give Ben Affleck a Batman series that's going to take place presumably before The Flash, for reasons we can talk about otherwise. And also, Ben Affleck is on board to do such a thing, because he has made the announcement that after Flash, he's pretty much done with the character. So we've heard this rumor in 17 different iterations, and I feel like each time it changes iterations, it becomes less and less likely. So we're looking at about 30% likelihood on this one. There is a pretty solid, small possibility, but it is pretty small. So our next rumor is Kang the Conqueror. We have two rumors that have to do with Kang the Conqueror over in the MCU. First rumor being that Kang the Conqueror is going to go back in time to Egypt, much like he does in the comic books, to find Apocalypse, also known as En-Sabah Nur. This would be awesome. This could actually happen sometime soon. The source on this, though, is really, really weak, so I cannot go over 50% just because of who the source is. And honestly, I don't know that there's enough there's enough planning time to make this work properly. So I'm going to drop it even lower than the 50. We're going about 40% likelihood that we're going to see this one. The second rumor is that Kang the Conqueror, throughout his travels in the multiverse, is going to bump into Cable. That's right, Josh Brolin Cable specifically. That would be a great way to introduce mutants into the proper MCU. Again, a lot of fun to think about. Not a whole lot of ground to walk on, though. So we're putting that one at 50%. Seems slightly more likely to happen in passing than the Apocalypse. Then we're talking real quick about Secret Wars. This rumor has kind of popped up a number of times. We haven't talked about it on the channel before, though. We're talking about it now. Russo brothers have been in discussions with Disney, Marvel. That's not really secret, but what they've been talking about has been very secret. And now the rumor is that they're going to be the ones in charge of Secret Wars. This seems pretty plausible because Secret Wars is a huge event. We're going to put this one at about 65% because, again, sources are not the greatest here. And then our final rumor is a gaming rumor. Abandoned is a code name for a game that is being produced by the production company, Blue Box Studios, and it is said that this is going to be a Metal Gear 6 or an installment in the Metal Gear series. Sorry, sounded French there for a second. Of some sort. What that installment is, it's going to be a remake. It's going to be a brand new game. Depends on which source you're listening to. There's not a whole lot to back this up aside from quote unquote industry insiders. So I'm going to put this right at 50% because some of the sources are pretty decent. Some of them are not. So that is what it is. That's the end of the rumor mill though, nerds. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all the other things that we have on the subject. If you want to join me on my personal YouTube channel though, generally Nerdy is the place to go do that. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you next time.